Radio Prague News.
Police have officially opened criminal proceedings in a corruption case involving a multi-million crown arms order at the Ministry of Defense. Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jon has told Czech television he wants the Supreme Public Prosecutor removed from her post before autumn elections. And the Czech government's representative for human rights, Michal Kocab, has said he will leave the post once he has someone to replace him. Police have officially opened criminal proceedings in a corruption case involving a multi-million crown arms order at the Ministry of Defense, the Supreme Public Prosecutor Renata Visetska told television Prima on Sunday. According to the spokesman for the anti-corruption branch of the police force, detectives officially opened the case on Thursday, the day after the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes described a plot by a deputy defense minister to take millions in kickbacks on an order of mortars. The paper reported that it followed Yaroslav Kopřiva and a lobbyist for 6 months as they planned to frame the order as a joint purchase with the Slovak government, helping them bypass a public tender and winning it for the Finnish company Patria. The paper later presented its evidence to the Minister of Defense, with Kopřiva being sacked on the spot. Meanwhile, Interior Minister and Chairman of the Public Affairs Party, Radek Jon, has told Czech television he wants the Supreme Public Prosecutor removed from her post before autumn elections. Mr. Jon and his party accuse Ms. Vesetska of impeding the investigation of various cases of corruption and said her replacement would be a clear signal that the government intends to fight corruption. He added that his party does not want to be in a government that is not based on combating corruption. Minister of Justice Jiří Pospíšil responded to the statement saying he had already discussed the situation with Mr. Jon's party and criticized him for going to the media with an issue already being actively resolved within the government. According to the Justice Minister, the Czech Republic's representative to Eurojust, Pavel Zeman, has already been chosen for the position and the situation should be clear within a fortnight. The Czech government's representative for human rights, Michal Kocab, has said he will leave the post once he has someone to replace him. On Wednesday, he is to meet with the Prime Minister's advisor on human rights, Roman Joch, who has publicly said that the position of the human rights representative was redundant. Last week, the Prime Minister said he had accepted Michal Kocab's resignation and thanked him for his work in the field of human rights. Later that evening, however, Mr. Kocab said that the Prime Minister had pushed him to resign and that he had refused. Mr. Kocab, formerly a rock musician, also served as the Human Rights Minister in the previous cabinet. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be clear to partly cloudy, with daytime highs between 15 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.